This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell me why.
I don't know how long it's going to take me to not think about Coach Sirianni when this song comes on.
You mean because there was one short moment? Wait a minute. Hold on, Ike. As we talk about who is the face of the 2010 Eagles. So what you're telling me is this song has been around for 35 years.
I'm a Bobby Brown fan.
Was a number one song.
Yep.
And all you're thinking about is a 15-second clip you saw on the internet.
So and Nick Sirianni talking and singing.
So do you think it's actually that crazy to think that 10 years of Eagles football will get whittled down to one player and one game? I don't think it's so crazy.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'll tell you this. It's a great discussion to have. And we're about to find out just how crazy maybe I am or maybe you are.
Right.
You know, Fritz, he is crazy.
What?
But he's on the right side of this argument, though.
Oh, wow. It's false. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Who should bat leadoff for the Phillies, Turner, Schwarber, or Stott? 68.6% say Turner. 18.5% say Schwarber. 12.9% say Stott.
Seems like people are just annoyed by the Schwarber leadoff thing.
Yes. Like, grow up.
I'm actually a little surprised because he is beloved.
Well, it's so weird because
Schwarber is, so I'm surprised most people aren't in favor of him being there.
Well, because people seem so out on Turner. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's why it's an odd thing where it's like people don't think Turner's that good, but they're like, put him at leadoff. You know?
This is like, so you think this is like sort of a last ditch hope or effort from a fan standpoint, like hopefully this gets him to being who we thought he was going to be.
Sure. I think that's more what it is. Because again, he had 295.
All he got to do is look at the first half of last season.
He was hitting 330 before the hamstring injury.
Stop.
Yes.
They're banged up last year, Spike. I don't know if you heard the open on Friday.
Stop.
They were dealing with a lot of injuries. Boom. Harper. Trey.
Shut up. High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is coming up.
We
were talking about who will be, in 20 years, let's say, the face of the era of Eagles football post-Donovan up through, what, the 22 Super Bowl?
Well, yeah, because again, I think this core is building their own legacy.
Right.
You know, like Jalen, Saquon, AJ, like they're building their own kind of thing.
Right.
But now the BG thing ended it.
Right. So I say the face will be false. Jack says Kelce.
Obviously.
And then Ike says BG, even though he named four different people.
But yeah.
He chose BG. 215-592-9494.
Honestly, I believe it is the core four that will define the era.
Yeah, it'll be, or just Nick's face. Jake and Delco, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Jake?
What's up, Jake?
I got a little scared because the first and maybe the only time I ever called your show, there were two Jakes in a row just by chance, and we both kind of stuck. And you guys discussed possibly banning Jakes from the show.
Well, we haven't done it yet, but you have. Here's your chance to make up for it.
All right. Well, the way I look at it is, it depends on it's in the eye of the beholder, who's the face of that era. And also, it's divided along. I think on a national scale, it probably leans more towards Foles. But a local scale, and like the true Eagles local guys, it's probably more Brandon. And, you know, Foles was a flash in the pan. Brandon was more of like the portrait on the wall.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a great description right there.
It is. What we have here is the classic hedge. Jake, I'm asking you again. It is, what year is it? 2025, right? It's 2045.
Yeah.
And you think about this era of Eagles football. People think about this era of Eagles football. Who is the first player that you will think of?
Nick Foles.
Thank you. All right.
Nick had a Philly special. Nick had the statue outside. Nick earned a certain prestige amongst the ladies of the area.
Wow, that's not true. Yeah, it was really from the fellas, to be quite honest with you. It was really from his teammates.
Boy, almost got a 10-incher.
Yeah.
That comedic timing is epic. And in 20 years, the face of WIP will be Jack Fritz. And that's why he's so good at drops. And speaking of drops, by the way, Joe DeCamera, he should be ceremoniously stripped of that drop board and do what they do in Sons of Anarchy when they would take the tattoo off the back. It's called the, when they disgrace themselves. Did anybody watch that
show? I've never seen that show.
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd they do?
I forget what it was called.
No, I mean, what did DeCamera do?
Oh, he's just bad on the drop board. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
He's a disgrace to the drop board.
Well, because he's always a second late. It's like when they go to you on a live shot on TV.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually don't know how a... If you're thinking about what you're talking about all the time, like you, Jack, you have the advantage of if we're going for 5 minutes, you're bringing, drop.
Right.
If you're just, there's no way Joe could be good at it. It's too hard to do both. You know, I can tell you.
When's he going to realize that?
I love Joe. He ain't smart enough for that. I don't think any of us are.
I was going to say, when is he going to realize that?
Yeah, we're a bunch of C-plus students in here. So, Jake, why don't you give it? Well, I can tell you who's not going to be great at two things, and that's DeCamera. For next question today, why don't you give us somebody who's great at two things?
I would say, I don't have an answer. Sorry, I guess another terrible call.
No, that's not your fault. That's Jack's fault.
Yeah, well.
By the way.
Jack put the thing up that he had an answer.
No other host does drops.
No. That's not, you know.
That's normally the producer.
It's hard
thing.
For your brain to
yes,
fire off.
Because you're supposed to be thinking about, like, you're in thought.
Well, but he only has, like, one drop he keeps hitting. Now, he tries to work others in.
Right.
But he likes setting up the, come on. You're talking to, and then it's the hammer, you know? That's all it is. But it's always delayed. Again, it's like when you do the live shot, and they go to you, and ESPN or whatever, and there's always that awkward, like, 3 seconds.
So I got the board in front of me.
Yeah.
Like, so I could see how he's, like, what he's pushing. Like, you got all the labels there and everything else.
You want control over a drop board?
No, you know, I want nothing to do with that because, my luck, I'll have us off the air.
No.
Somehow,
Well, let me ask you. So Seltzer does it too, right?
Of course.
Okay, so.
You got both of them.
Yeah, how do they communicate who's going to do it?
Believe me, I've had this.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we had it with Marks.
Well, we would fire the same drops at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like, well, hold on. It sounds ridiculous.
Yeah. You just one person should be doing the drops, and it shouldn't be the lead host.
Yeah, I'll let you guys have the drop board.
Yeah.
I got all the sponsorship stuff.
Yeah, I got other stuff to worry about. I got to do Tasty Cake reads.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Who will be the face? Who will be the face of the 2010s Eagles?
Yeah.
Matt in Lansdale, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What up, Matt?
Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to say I do agree with Spike, and I think it's Nick Foles for a few reasons. Ike, you know, I know that you were saying that, you know, Nick Foles, that 27-2 and him getting drafted doesn't really matter.
Not him getting drafted. It does matter. I'm talking about the 27-2.
Gotcha.
We prop up that 27-2 season like it was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Right. No, I get that.
And it was really 29-2.
For me, though, what you know, not only him winning the Super Bowl, going on that run, which I think was a great run and a great season, the whole argument for Brandon Graham and Jason Kelce, which I think obviously Hall of Fame careers, and I think they did amazing. You know, up until that point, it's not like they were year in, year out, like all pros having these amazing seasons, that kind of stuff. Like, I do really think that 2017 Super Bowl kind of defined and made a lot of their careers in some ways, which obviously influenced over the next few years. Does that make sense?
Yep. And I agree. I think probably with the exception of Fletcher, who was already having a sort of Pro Bowl caliber career on an annual, you're right, Jason Kelce – I'll never forget that after Doug's first year, I believe it was after Doug's first year, that 2016 season, he thought he was going to get traded that offseason.
The Saints.
Yeah. Yep. Jason didn't think he would be here. And Brandon, we know Brandon had his ups and downs early in his career. So, yeah, I agree with you that after that Super Bowl, it sort of took off for all those guys, and they became what we know them to be now. So, I mean, that's a fair argument. I got no problem with that.
I just think of them as the face, you know, yeah. as Nick Foles as the face. And, you know, and I think after 2017, I would say BG and Jason Kelce 100%.
Okay.
You know what I mean, especially BG when it comes to he has two Super Bowls and you know, instead of one.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if we're going 2010 to 2017 and like cutting it off there, I would have to say Nick Foles.
There you go.
All right,
Matt. Next question today, based on Peyton Manning's birthday. Why don't you give us somebody who's great at two things?
I'm going to say Deion Sanders.
Prime time.
Yeah, that's my answer though.
Oh, did you already get that answer?
Yeah. It was just an hour ago.
Yeah, I thought we talked about that off the air.
No.
Yeah, you said it on the air.
Sure it is.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Yeah, listen. Whatever.
A lot of stuff happens, man.
Yeah, it's big first segment. Big first segment.
215-592-9494. We're looking for who the face of the 2010s Eagles will be. I say it's obviously Foles.
Mm-hmm.
It will obviously be Foles. Jack says Kelce. Ike says
BG.
And we will get to the High Hopes Jaggy baseball report. Now, I'm stacking wins in this show. I'm right about everything over Jack specifically. You, when you go to Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown, you're going to stack savings. The grand reopening, their beautiful new dealership, and to celebrate this month, John Ashdale, the car czar, the team over at Colonial, stackable savings. First layer of the stack, invoice pricing, which is when you pay exactly what Colonial pays. Not a penny more, no markups. Then, on top of that, additional savings of up to $3,000 in Hyundai rebates. And to add the final stack on all of them with the savings, financing like 0% for up to 60 months. Stack the savings all month long at Colonial. Brand new dealership, as I mentioned, beautiful, going to make your entire experience faster, easier, better. That's what they're always trying to do. Over 300 brand new Hyundais in stock, so whatever you're looking for, they probably have it there. Invoice pricing. You're also going to get three-year complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online, 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Fritzy, why don't you hit it?
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Listen, I promised I wouldn't do this because after Spike eviscerated this in the open, I need to bring it back up. So they scored the most runs in the Grapefruit League this year.
Right.
So
hang a banner.
And
yeah.
And they had the most walks.
Where's the banner going to go?
Yeah. Well, listen, didn't they hang one for the Sixers Summer League title?
They.
Oh God, please! Tell
I don't
me
think they did.
Okay.
Well, they certainly didn't in the Wells Fargo.
They may have hung it in the practice facility.
Maybe, yeah. But no.
Maybe they had an Iverson tiny statue made for it.
Yeah, well, look, don't come at me because your team needs to be held to a higher standard than scoring the most runs during the great.
Well,
that's a good point.
I'm just saying, you know, like it matters more if their approaches are changing rather than the silly little lineup. I just want that pointed out.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking of bad things, Taijuan Walker. So last two starts, 10 runs and 15 hits.
But I was told his velo was up.
They're proud of him.
They haven't seen him look this good since he got here.
Maybe ever.
And he's going to be the fifth starter for the foreseeable future, right? Because Ranger's starting the year on the injured list.
Yeah, so Dave Dombrowski said it's probably going to be about 3 weeks for Ranger Suarez. So three turns through the rotation for Taijuan. Get excited.
Don't
get excited.
Well, no, it's not 3 weeks for Ranger. It's just not. He had a back thing 2 years ago. He had a back
and last year.
And last year, his whole second half was his back. He has an entire off season, and then he comes back and has not had one regular season start. And the back is there again. I just back there are a few injuries that it's not a broken leg. You know, it's not even a Tommy John surgery where guys come back stronger than they were ever before. No one has back issues and comes back stronger than they were before. Right. And the fact that it's already an issue now, and they're already trying to downplay it by saying that, oh, he feels better already. It's already 3 weeks in addition to the 2 weeks he hasn't been pitching.
Right.
Just I would just caution everybody, get ready for, we're not going to see, I don't believe that we will see a regular Ranger Suarez starting this year. I just think we have to write that off.
Well, again, he could, and then maybe they start transitioning him to more of a bullpen kind of role for sure. when Painter eventually gets up here. Because again, listen, Taiwan is a temporary solution. The real thing is Painter. And do they have to start expediting Painter?
You know, well, Painter's going to have an innings limit this year anyway,
he
right?
Is.
And
he
what's
is.
His innings limit going to be? Do we know?
I would be surprised if he throws more than 100 innings. So probably like 80 innings.
Okay, so that's 12 starts?
Sure.
Okay.
July.
Yeah.
July. But again,
okay.
If they need him, they need him. They could piggyback those two. So
and then in the playoffs? And then you probably have to shut him down before the playoffs, right?
Well, that's what they're trying to avoid.
Right.
But I don't know. Okay. I'm sure they got a plan.
Oh,
I'm sure they got a plan.
Yeah.
So file this one away for, I think, Ike hates baseball injuries, I think, more than anything. You know, last year he could not.
Not legit baseball injuries.
No, I know.
A blister.
When I try to tell Ike about Harper's back last year playing first base because he's a bend over more,
right.
He didn't seem to be a huge fan of that explanation.
Yeah.
So what about this one? So Matt Strom was supposed to pitch today, but he suffered a left middle finger injury.
Awesome.
Fingernail injury while packing this morning, so they shut it down.
Are you serious?
A left middle fingernail injury packing this morning, got stuck in the zipper. It's not
bullets.
Yep. Wouldn't be the first time it gets stuck in the zipper. But it's.
Yeah, it's usually when you're 5, 6, or 7 years old.
It's not believed to be serious. And he thinks he'll be ready for Thursday.
Well, good. Good news.
Or if you're. I forgot Ben Stiller's name and something about Mary.
Oh, yes. Well, that's another zipper issue.
That's a great scene.
It is
by
a great
way,
scene.
That bathroom scene.
Painful scene.
Yeah, painful scene.
Yeah.
Franks and Beans. Seriously, how did, like, zipping stuff up. How do you injure yourself?
Got caught.
Packing clothes.
I did. I cut my finger pretty bad carrying a box last week, but that seems more.
You available for opening day?
I was going to say, yeah. Are you okay?
Yes, but that seems more even physically demanding than packing clothes, actually, carrying boxes. That was actually a physical thing,
right.
So it's not even. Yeah.
Yeah. That may be one injury they should have just kept. And just
say.
Lie.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they also
lie.
Can't say that he's had a setback. You know, they can't say his shoulder's hurting. He didn't want to throw today.
Right.
So they went with the fingernail excuse.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
well,
a new one.
That is but baseball is famous for that. Blisters, fingernails.
Hashtag that's baseball.
That is baseball.
And I'm not letting the Bryce thing go because it was just standing over there at first base.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Seriously.
It's like Augusta's a hard walk. You know, for golf. And then final thing is that Cody Clemens made the roster. So,
yeah.
So
I got Cody.
Yeah.
There you go.
We'll see how long he stays because I think they want a righty bat. Weston Wilson's coming back. And
Weston Wilson's coming back.
Well, from an injury, yes. And then that does mean that Buddy Kennedy, if they can't trade him, South Jersey's finest, the best player in baseball from Millville, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
He is either going to be DFA'd or traded in the next week.
I saw they sent down Cal Stevenson, too, right?
Ah, what an end of an era.
Yeah.
Rojas is going to be the fourth outfielder.
Oh, there you go.
As he should be.
Fourth outfielder's fine.
Yeah. Well, he's actually had a good spring.
Oh, there you go.
Another hit and a double today with some RBIs.
Well, that'll show you what the Grapefruit League stats mean.
I'm trusting you because you've been watching these games every day.
Locked in. Although I'm over spring training. I'm finally. the last week's been a little brutal.
Okay.
I'm ready for the real season to start. I need to see if this Kepler thing's real because I'm pretty Keplered up and I don't want to get ahead of myself.
You're already ahead of yourself.
I'm always ahead of myself. Yeah. Everyone in the World Series.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Who will be the face of the 2010s Eagles? Ray in Delaware, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Thank you very much for allowing me to be a part of your afternoon. I appreciate it.
So oh, thank you,
Ray. I don't think I'm going to tip the scales, but somebody mentioned looking back 40, 45 years ago, and I was thinking of the 1980 Phillies, and obviously I hope most people remember Michael Jack, Steve Carlton, Tug McGraw.
Sure.
The image of Pete Rose catching the ball popping out of Bob Boone's mitt is forever ingrained in my memory. And Pete Rose is only here 4 years, and I would not call him Mr. Philly. So that's just something to just chew on that one. So who do you think of with the 1980 Phillies? And that was our first World Series, just like that was our first Super Bowl in 2017.
That's a good question. Anyway. Yeah, who would you go? Yeah, who would you go with there?
Me, personally, I'm taking Steve Carlton. I mean, I'm taking Lefty. Sorry, Mike. I mean, I love you, too. But, I mean, those two are both equal to me. But, man, Steve Carlton was possibly the best left-hander ever thrown baseball, and he had a magical year. And, golly, for a decade, he was the man. So, that's who I'm taking. But
yeah, so
you're right.
I would go Schmidt.
Well, it's a good test, right, Ray? Because I was only 4 when they won that World Series, so I don't remember living through it. And a lot of this test is about people
looking back.
So either you didn't live through it, or you lived through it and you don't really remember it that much. I think the 80 Phillies. My gut would be that people would say Schmidt or Pete Rose.
Because Pete would be the equivalent of Nick, right?
Well, yeah, but he was here. But Pete was, I mean, Pete's still Pete. Pete's closer to Moses in
the
82. Yeah,
for sure.
Moses, like the same kind of category.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
But T.O. put that team over the top.
Yes. Yeah. I agree. Yep. Ray,
And just like Pete Rose put the team over the top, so did Moses Malone put the team over the top.
Yeah.
So, man, it's a great discussion, and I hate to pick sides because I love the 17 Eagles, the 80 Phillies, and the 82 Sixers. I love them all. So, but you're asking for one, and I don't know. Anyway.
But did you give us an answer?
No.
What's your answer?
Just talk your way through it, Ray.
What's my answer? Okay, I'm going to go with Foles. I'm going to go with Carlton, and I'm going to go with Dr. J on those three teams.
Okay, so you
three
go Foles.
Wrong answers.
No, it's Foles. I'm sorry, guys. It's Foles. And Ray, why don't you give us somebody who's great at two things?
Eddie Murphy.
Wow.
Comedy
it was stand-up and acting. Yeah. I thought you were going to go singing. Thank you for the call, Ray. But I don't think party all the time.
Party all the time.
Yeah, I don't think that counts. Yeah,
he was somehow can't get out of my head when I'm here.
You love that. It's always your singing. It's terrible, too. It's not
that song's a hit.
It's one of your 80s things you guys prop up in your brain.
No,
it's great.
It's reminds
us of our childhood. Yes.
I know.
Eddie Murphy really was a really good actor, too, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't just that he was funny.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy was a really good
Norbit,
actor.
Norbit, Dr. Doolittle.
Stop with those nonsense movies.
Before he started putting on the woman suit.
Yes.
Or the fat suit.
Yeah. Fat suit?
Trading Places, 48 Hours.
Yes.
The Golden Child.
The Golden Child.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite Eddie Murphy role?
Oh, man. Well, Axel Foley is classic, but I hate it. I only like the first two Beverly Hills Cops. Yeah,
right.
1 and 2. And I love both 48 Hours.
Okay.
So if I were going with one, hold on. What was his name in 48 Hours?
I don't remember. I just remember Axel Foley. I don't remember his name in 48 Hours.
Billy Ray was in Trading Places.
Yes.
Oh, Reggie Hammond?
Reggie Hammond. That was his name. Damn, I couldn't think of his name. I wanted to get that. Yes. He's Reggie Hammond. No. 48 Hours.
Never
and another
enough.
48 Hours. Two good movies, too.
So what I always say, I sometimes say Golden Child, but my favorite Eddie Murphy movie is Trading Places. I think that one,
classic.
Is, when I go back and watch it, is still consistently awesome.
Holds
is
up.
That, is he better than that or Coming to America?
Oh,
ooh, that's another good one.
I like Trading Places better, but Coming to America is awesome. And by the way, multiple roles in that movie, too.
Yeah.
Damn, I think
Jack, that might be his top one right there.
Because he played... Did he play two of the barbershop guys
two
or only one? Right.
Two of them.
And
yeah.
Arsenio was the other barber.
Yep.
Yeah. What a movie. What a movie.
We have an update on the Matt Strom packing situation.
Okay. And?
He said he's packing his daughter's toys in a box and jammed the cardboard between his nail and his finger.
Aha!
And it's his second
packing
injury.
There it is. The cardboard. That's how I cut my finger. It was terrible. I still have a scar.
Oh, you understand. You understand.
Well, Matt Strom is a pretty slight guy.
I'm thinking about Matt right now.
Yeah, he's a skinny little guy.
What I'm saying to myself, we got the season getting ready to start. Why are you packing toys?
Well, that's a good point.
And why are you jamming anything with your pitching hand?
Take your time. And he said to reporters, it's his second packing injury this year. Yeah. This guy's got a problem.
Well, you know, you're right. He shouldn't be doing that. Somebody should call Val. Why am I packing when I have to do this show every day?
Well, you don't have to. You're not a relief pitcher.
Well, I use my hands constantly. All right. 215-592-9494. There are still some free agents available. I know the Eagles, maybe if one of these guys only costs $1 million, but I want to run some of them by you, see if any of them you think would be a fit here. Also, we will continue to discuss who should be the face of the 2010s Eagles. It's clearly Nick Foles, or you can agree with Kelsey and Brandon Graham and lie to yourself with Jack and I here. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.